Ja, within the sub, within the play. It's your guy, Ukoha Emmanuel. And this is the podcast that tells you the real truth behind the headlines, even if the truth is peppered with wahala. Welcome to Mnet 24 News Podcast for June 6, 2025, where I read the news with the same energy you gist your friend after seeing your crush post-wedding pictures. You go shocked, tired today. Dangote say we go thank Tinubu very soon. Who go first thank him? Yes, so Aliko Dangote, billionaire of Africa, Don Barbaric Rich, has come out boldly to say Tinubu is doing well, and one day all Nigerians will thank him. I paused. I blinked twice. I even drank water to be sure I wasn't hearing things. Thank you, Tinubu. Bro, have you seen the cost of garri lately? A cup of beans be like iPhone now. But Dangote, they talk say hope has been rekindled. My people, who amongst you is ready to say thank you to me? Raise your hand if your wallet is money, because mine, they cry blood. Look, I respect Dangote very well, but if hope no translate pepper soup on the table, now only rich men would they give standing ovation. Yeah, no one stress much on this matter. Make I just fly go matter number two, where we can go talk say Tinubu get mind. No need for cabal. So Wike went to OAU and said Tinubu is not controlled by any cabal. Me talk say, bros, is that your final answer? Because Nigeria has turned to who wants to be a president, and we all respect there is a lifeline somewhere, you know. Wike even threw subtle shade and at Obasanjo and Jonathan, like, them no get mind to remove fuel subsidy, but Tinubu get chest. Okay, maybe chest day, but with the suffocate under. Do you believe Tinubu is working alone, or is he just fronting for new puppeteers with fresher suits? Well, I don't know. That is a question you guys have to leave a comment on the comment section. Let us know what you think. And why when people boo their governor like Nepa take light? This one sweet me. Governor Umoheno tried to tell his people he might leave PDP for APC. Before he finished talking, the whole crowd screamed, no, it didn't shock him now. I watched the video 3 times. I felt like when someone proposes at ShopRite and the babe walks away. If your governor announced APC membership today, what would you shout? Oh, now you know. Pat Utomi says, if them shut him up again for this country, Ingo Japa, he no really send anybody, Papa. Ingo Japa. Pat Utomi, respected elder and political thinker, has had enough. DSS, they try court order to silence him, and he's like, try him again. I go pack my bag. Bye-bye, Nigeria. Another one, Oga Pat. Wait, first, we already lost brain drain to abroad. Don't go and join our best man sipping coffee in Canada yet, now. Nah. I beg, help us. Is Nigeria silencing voices or protecting peace? Or maybe both, because me, I know Sabi again, no, this country, the way it take the go. Tinubu wants police power to be... Okay, Tinubu wants police power, no be for sure. Baba Tinubu said this to the police. You are not here to show power. You are here to protect Nigerians. Me, I clap for the statement too. But, the same police who stop innocent people ask for weekend something, check your phone and act like your baba, asking if they should format your hairline. Nigerians, when last the police make you feel protected instead of panicked? Because me, I still cross the street when I see them. The Benin Bronzes are finally coming home. Now, this is a win. After 120 years, the Netherlands is returning 119 stolen Benin Bronzes to Nigeria. Finally, our ancestors can rest small. Our culture is coming back piece by piece. But wait, now where we go keep up with the problem now? Will these treasures be well kept, or will someone's cousin use it to decorate his palo in Abuja? Because you know how we roll now. The country is always, and let me not talk much. Fouls clears air on Bob Risky's wahala. I don't know him. He paying fouls. I don't know Bob Risky. Because recently, VDM leaked an audio that allegedly had Fouls talking to Bob Risky. Fouls has come out swinging like a Nollywood daddy. I have no relationship with that person. He is now suing for defamation. Wahala be like podcast episode. You know? Do you think celebrities should stop being peaceful and just start dragging people back when false gist goes viral? Because these days, everybody, they enter trouble by association. Peter Okoye say, I don't do maturity again. Uncle P, don't tire. Now, Timmy can come out, come talk, say, I've been keeping quiet for peace. But now, I am talking, I am going to open my mouth and talk. My bad skills reminded me to speak up, and boom, family secrets, they fly. See, sometimes keeping the peace, they make you lose your mind, though. Peter is done playing. Playing elder brother is always right, brother. You know? Listeners, ever kept quiet for family peace? but you dey boil inside. How did you survive it? Send me your own family group. Okay, family, send me your own family group chat madness to you. I go dey happy to listen or see it or read it. Osimhen, they get big bag offer, Saudi or Chelsea. Just imagine, you get these two choices like this, and you never choose one. Me, see where it is. Saudi club Al Hilal is offering Osimhen a juicy contract, but Chelsea won't drag him too. So now the question: dollars or Champions League, bag or Ballon d'Or? Personally, I go collect the money, build hotel for Lekki, and still flex trophy later. You would go for the big paycheck or the football legacy? Which one would you do? It would be Lookman, Osimhen, and Bassi make top 300 list. Shout out to the Niger boys making us proud. They made the CIES top 300 footballers globally. It will be played every match in the Premier League. And this season, every match, every PHCN, even PHCN no show up like that. Let's drop our usual, you know, it's not serious talk, and give those guys their flowers, because they rep us well, they're representing the country well. Shout out to them. My people, this country get as it be, but you know what? We dey survive. We still laugh, we still hustle, we still care. Before you bounce, talk to me on Twitter at MNet24. Share this podcast with your bestie or cousin, where they argue politics every Sunday. Send your voice notes or reactions. I go feature them in tomorrow's episode. I am Uko Emmanuel, and this is the one podcast that gives you the truth with ginger, gist, and basketballs. Until next time, stay sharp, stay woke, and no go collect thank you from Dangote yet. You never reach. Peace out. Yeah.